Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Good, clear, concise communication is vital. Ladies, don't think for a second that we can infer. Again, not one of our superpowers at all. So if you say something, we may think it means something else. And unless it's exactly that thing that you want us to hear, we're probably not going to hear anything other than that. So no parenthetical statements, because we just won't get it. Certainly speaking first person, but I think probably several others fit in this category where unless you tell us exactly what it is you want us to hear, don't hint about Valentine's Day. Don't hint about that present that you want. Just say it. And that way we will avoid all kinds of confusion.
And you can say it and you can snap a picture and you can text it to him and you can email him the link and he will love you for
See?
It.
This day and age, just put it on that Amazon wish list.
Come on.
Makes everything.
Indeed. So Just with regard to communication on our side, when we start to feel blown off and we start to nag and say, again, don't forget. Sometimes it's better during a non-heated moment to sit down and say, when you da-da-da-da-da, it makes me feel. And so we can say, I want so much to be connected on a deeper level. So I'm taking a moment when we're not fighting. I don't want to nag you. I don't want to be that person. But when you do this or when you repeatedly forget this, it makes me feel this way. But we also need to be intentional as women to build you up randomly, just to mean to say, I so appreciate how you get up and go to work every day when there are guys who are in and out of jobs all over the place or whatever. But those kinds of affirmations go a long way, don't they?
Absolutely. And I talk about it later in the book. I don't know if you're going to get to this rule, but at one point I talk about clapping loudly for your spouse. And I think that's a perfect segue for exactly what you were talking about. And it even means verbal affirmation. And I think I have it in the chapter on kids where I say that, you know, it's biblical to say that we're training up, the kids who are coming behind us. The next generation are going to look like us, walk like us, act like us, you know, do everything. They're going to be mommy and daddy. And so I talk about how if you want to teach your kids how loving parents are to treat one another, the best way to do that is to set a great example of marriage in front of them. And that entails, praising them out loud. Tell daddy it's great, you know, that he's gone to work, or mommy it's great that she's gone to work, and, you know, pat them on the back for even mundane chores and tasks and things that happen around the house, and praise them in front of your children, because they're going to replicate that and they're going to learn that that's how we praise each other. And then, you know what, reward begets reward, right? I mean, that just breeds a better marriage all the way around. So I think affirming out loud, especially in front of the children, is a great way to, you add bonus points to your marriage for sure.
And I can only imagine, well, I do know, you know, what that does for the kids, because again, so many of their friends are from broken homes. And if they are hearing one spouse bless the other, their parents talking to each other and even laughing together, as you're talking about, I mean, that gives them a settled sense that we're going to be okay. And boy, just passing that on to our kids is just so huge.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.